Hey, you guys, what is going on? It is time to motivate with your handsome Buddha Bear, Ray Selhoon with Buddha Bear Talks, the podcast. Happy Saturday. Just to let you guys know, I was not planning to be up on here, but something felt in the spirit of the hell to have you guys another dialogue. And I'm like, hey, let me talk to my Buddha Bear audiences because I didn't get a chance to really share on having the heart-to-heart episode. Not as much, but not as more like dipped in, like descriptive, like I really wanted to share with you guys. So I was gonna kick it off like this. So lately I was been in my heart, like everything's going well between me and Lauren. Things is going really well. As I was mentioning, we were talking about our speaking gig, doing What Trauma Speaks. That's still going to happen. We're still waiting to hear where it was going back, because right now we gotta wait like the week after next week, because everyone's in school right now taking exams. Because my best friend Lauren, as you know, she landed herself a brand new job as an executive chef. I'm so super proud of her. She's just been really, really busy, and me, I've been really busy with work and doing stuff and having deep thoughts and taking care of my health. And everything's all right. I just got to really be careful with my cholesterol right now. So I'm on this wonderful diet. It's a challenging bitch, but I just want to be a happy, healthy me before, because I'm getting close to hitting the age of 40. You would kind of not believe. Yes, you guys, I'm about to be 40 years old. Well, technically I'm 38. I'm turning 39 in August. Most of y'all do know. One more year, enjoying my 30s, and I'm about to embark on my fourth decade in life. And I just want to really talk about, like, in depth about why I do be sharing these podcast episodes. I don't share it just to be, like, be a dick or nothing. But when people get on your fucking nerves and they think they know the whole truth about you, and then until you reveal the whole story about, oh, who you are, as I revealed in season 3, last season's finale, on You All Shall Know Part 1 and Part 2. It was a two-part season finale. I revealed a lot of things on there that no one ever knew about. When I tell you no one knew. I didn't even tell Lauren at the time, because this is way before me and Lauren even reconnected, but until I told her when we started back talking again. And I didn't even tell my old coworkers at the time. I didn't tell people that I used to work at Pret. Nobody. When I tell you that Ray was going through a struggle, Ray got kicked out, and I lived in a halfway home, and the times I had to use my body and prostitute and shit while working at Pret, that was a true-ass story. And a lot of people still think to this day, oh, it's a lie. No, baby, I don't lie about shit about this. I didn't even tell one of my old peeps I was cool with what was going on with me. A lot of people didn't know. And then when I also revealed shit, what happened to me during school, like back in high school and shit, which was traumatic as fuck, it kind of brought people into perspective, because I was telling people like, hey, I go through the same shit as you. I'm a human being. I don't sugarcoat shit. I went through struggles just like everyone else have. And I said, till this day, I still can't believe, like, yo, I survived through all that fucking shit. Even while I was in the practice discussing a lot of stuff, like, as you know, I'm a Buddhist. I've been in the Buddhist practice since 2009. You do the math. So it's been like over 14 years, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But I love my Buddhist practice. It brought me into perspective. It changed my trajectory in my own life and kind of helped me stay genuine, true to who I am, being a Black, handsome gay man and living throughout life and being told almost all your life that you wouldn't be nothing and you won't be shit and couldn't be shit from certain cousins and family members of mine that I will not reveal to even give them the energy to mention up their names, and people throughout my old past job that said that. Sometimes you got to learn to, like, don't believe, like, you can't believe it. But at that, back at those days, I had very low self-esteem. I had low self-esteem. We ain't gonna lie. But with a lot of therapy and getting the help I need and letting it all out, I felt very relieved. Like I felt happy. I felt elevated. I was like, finally, the weight lift has been off my fucking shoulders. I don't have to sugarcoat nothing. I'm just done with people's bullshit. People, because at the end of the day, people are going to talk about you no matter what. You have to be, you got to be honest. People going to talk about, they talk about Jesus Christ all the time. They're going to talk about you up and down. Like they think they know you and they don't know shit about you. Let them talk. Let them. People going to be trying to be homophobic towards you. So you know how many people have been trying to be so homophobic towards me. And this ain't the first, second, third, fourth time it's happening. It's to the point I'm not even shocked anymore. I just be like, I just go to work, mind my business, and go home. It's just like, I know who I am. I'm comfortable in my skin. I've said it before. I stand 10 toes down how I feel. I told you. I likes the dick, I rise the dick, and I cringe just like the next bitch can. I know it's TMI, but I don't give a fuck. Y'all, I'm not nobody's slave. I know who I am. You should know who you are by now. Half these people to this day don't know who they are. And they hiding between their girlfriend's legs or hiding behind someone's being pretending to be someone's husband or wife or something. And it's just not looking too cute. So it's not my place to say it. I just always encourage those people like, hey, I'd rather you be genuine, be honest with yourself and with the specific partner you're with, because I don't want you to get hurt or her being hurt at the end of the day. Because if you're going to do that, don't be in a relationship. I always strongly suggest if you're going to be like that with a girl because you scared that you not like everybody else, it's okay. I went through it myself. I was in the closet and stuff. And when me and Lauren was actually having a conversation about this, I was telling her, I said, looking back at everything, I said, even when I was in New Bern High School, people that called me gay, faggot, all that shit back in North Carolina, kind of found out half them people were in the closet them damn selves. Because back in those days, it was a time where it wasn't as open as it is now. Now it's more open and accepting, but back then it was just like, But then at the back of my head, I was like, why in the fuck? But that don't make no sense. Why are you teasing me, calling me gay, faggot, which at the same time, you're in the closet yourself and you like the dingling or the puna katana or anything that you like, come on, make it make sense. And it's like we've been pinning up against each other. And that's on that kind of like mind fuck the shit out of me. And 'cause I'll be like, come on, everyone, stop mind fucking me. I love being fucked, but not like that. But I like to be lubricated every once in a while, like every time I'm fucked, but not like this, but stop mind fucking me. Like, I hate when you try to play me. It ain't gonna get you nowhere because I'm too handsome and smart for it, and I can see right through it, and I just be like, when you gonna learn? You gonna learn how I learn the old-fashioned way. But when I share these topics, people, it's surprising to this day, I didn't even get a lot of plays from part one of the season 3 finale. I had mad plays from the meaning behind season 3. If you go back to that season, you'll see what I'm talking about. I had more plays. I get to see a tally. Since I'm the creator of the podcast, I get to see the tallies of which my Booty Bear audiences are enjoying listening to. Because I know y'all like the real, raw, authentic stuff. And I always keep it like that. I've been doing that for this podcast for 5 years, and I'm kind of still being my genuine self. And at the same time, sometimes I can't help but curse because people do some dumb shit, some fuckery that they continue getting away with to this very day. And even me and Lauren even also talked about, I was telling her about like, yo, look at all the episodes. When we did season 3 finale, the highest played episode from season 3 was having the heart to heart and a guy behind season 3. I had like the most played episode on it. I said, that's interesting. I said, huh. I wonder why they kept going to the guy behind season 3 episode where I specifically revealed everything. I revealed I revealed some key secrets that no one knew about. It was all on part one and part two. Because if you didn't listen to part one, you're going to miss everything behind part two. And even though I mentioned it a little bit, you have to go back and listen to the whole story, and then you put two and two together. And you'll be like, oh, shit. That's, oh, shit. Damn, now it makes sense how he is, what he went through, what he went through. He went through some traumatic shit. And he was being misunderstood the whole time. I was like, yeah, because, yeah, it's a lot. People, boy, child, even till this day. I think ever since I revealed, let out everything like my therapist told me to do, it kept people's mouths shut for a while, because it was like, oh shit, I can't believe he let all this out. Even they were calling Lauren on the phone about, yo, he's blowing out all our business. You should have thought twice, but even open up my mouth towards me. Open it, your mouth towards, right. She said that many times herself. Hey, you the one that started it, he gonna end it. Y'all know better. Y'all knew better at the time. Now everyone that's gay and stuff, it's like, now bullying's not even allowed at high school now. They don't play that shit. Your ass is in jail when you do dumb shit like that. So now, fast forward, we like, oh my God, these people really listening to us. And I said, because I cherish all you listeners. To everyone that listens to Booty Bear Talks, the podcast, I genuinely love the living freakness out of you. I love, genuinely love the hell out of you guys, because if it wasn't for you guys, I don't think I would be where I'm at. Booty Bear Talks wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for you guys listening. You have no idea how much you guys helped me change my life in many ways. And you don't know how appreciative I am of it. I thank you. I know you get tired of me saying, no, Ray, no. I know you get tired of me saying, thank you, Ray. Thank you, Ray. No, why are you thanking us? Because if you guys weren't listening from another perspective, I wouldn't be keep doing what I'm doing. And it's thanks to you guys that's listening. Me and Lauren about to get ready to do the things that we're about to do. And it's only up from here. My goal for Booty Bear Talks, a podcast, was to be a genuine safe space even for my LGBTQ audience, for everyone that ever felt missed out of place from society, that treats you like an outcast. This is what the podcast was for. People had laughed at me, joked me. Even when I was in the Buddhist practice, people laughed, joked, humiliated me, thinking they're smart better because they were leaders and shit. And come to find out, when I revealed the truth about what was going on, when I told one of my favorite leaders what was going on and what people have done to me, they were really shocked. They were like, wait, what? This happened to you while you was in the group and XYZ? I said, yeah, I revealed a lot. All of it is on the season 3 finale, because I don't want to get too much into it, but I revealed everything. And even one of my dance crew friends was like, yo, she was like, damn, no, that's the truth, because people were really jealous of you. And I was like, I still don't understand why they were jealous of me even till this day. Because even though people came to see me, I've always been the outcast. Like, I don't pay attention to, like, when people be observe me. Because let me tell you something. When I was in the group, I said it and I'll say it again. When I was in that dance group, I was not a trained dancer. Never. I was not a trained dancer. When I danced on that stage, when I would be videotaping and stuff, you will never know. Because I had to work 100 times as hard and practice 3 times as harder than anyone else to make sure I clean up the moves. Because I could catch it, but I had to clean it up every time. Because sometimes I forget. It don't stick in my brain like it's supposed to. So if it wasn't for Christina's training, shout out to Christina Coco Motion James. I love you, miss you. Meow, 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 meow. I miss you so much. She's doing amazing. I shout out to all my guests that have been on Booty Bear Talks, the podcast. I greatly appreciate you, Carla, everyone from my SGI family, you name it, Lex and everyone. I greatly love y'all so much. Y'all like family for real. What else? I had to tip my tongue. It will come back to me. But yeah, I genuinely appreciate every single one of you. Including all my guests that have been on the podcast, Andrea, everybody. Like, thank you for always showing up. Thank you for, like, listening and all that stuff. Because people like to sit here and make a fool out of people. But this is the safe space this is where it is. I want you guys to feel safe. I want you to be respected, loved. I want you to be open with me, because once we do, I want Buddha Bear Talks to go live. I want to be on live stages so I could share my, go travel the world, see you guys. I've been speaking to existence. I want to see you guys. I want to travel the world, see you guys, see how y'all doing, see how your life has been up to. I know I have Buddha Bear fans from all around. I want you guys, I want to go to South America. I want to go to London. I want to go to all these places. I don't even want to go. I want to go to Malaysia. I want to go to Asia. Shit. I'm speaking all to existence. This is all going to happen. I want to do live shows and travel the world and inspire people. Make sure you do your human revolution so you can break through the negativity in your life. That's what the purpose of the podcast is all about. To be your genuine, authentic, loving self and continue to break through together. Do the bullshit we call life. Because I know you guys have been through so much in your own lives. I can understand. So this is like our getaway together. So we can share this shit. So we'll be like, oh shit, that happened to me at work. I'm going through this shit right now where I'm at in the stage of my life. I was like, because honey, my 20s were shitty. My 30s were interesting. And when I got into my mid to late 30s, that's when I started seeing a transformation. That's when I started noticing a change within myself. I was like, Ray, you don't have to deal with this shit. And I started like being on my own piece. I like to be where I'm loved, where I'm loved, not tolerated. So I've always, my circle always remained small like this. And I've always been like that. And now with therapy, I'm regaining my confidence back to the way it was before all the abuse and shit. And me and my mom are getting to a better relationship. I know I don't speak to my family too much, but it's like for my mom, since I live on my own, I just been so focused with work, working 12, 13 hour shifts at the hospital. It can be a total drain, pain in the butt, but the bright side of it, I get to do, I have days off where I get to do what I want to do, like creatively. And I have supervisors and managers that support me, what I do. So genuine thanks to them, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be doing this as much like I was during COVID. Because with COVID, I had nothing but time. I created every day, single day of the week. I was posting every week. And I think that's how I kind of genuinely build audiences. And it started going up from there. So I want to continue doing that. So once we go up, we're up together. So I hope that this episode helps you get to know me a little bit more. As you know, I like to bake and cook too. I want to do a residency with Buddha Bear Talks. Like we get to talk, cook, eat. We can do all that fun shit together. I want to do that with y'all. Like type in the comments and see if is that what you want to do. Like I want to see my Buddha Bear audiences around that be listening to the podcast, because I want to travel and see the world, because it's more to life than doing a 9-to-5 job. But I don't knock it. I'm not knocking it, because it's helping me pay my bills and helping me with my podcast. So ta-da, bitch. That's it for pretty much now at the moment. I hope this episode gets you to where you need to be. Hope it gets you know more, a little bit more about me. I'm very fun, quirky, and at the same time, I'm very shy at times when I open up. You wouldn't believe it. I am still shy. But I just want you guys to have a perspective of what we do in the podcast. Don't worry, Lauren is still in it. Ashley is doing really well. Shout out to Ashley. She's doing amazing. She's doing her business once again. I'm trying to get her back on here so we can always talk, catch up, chit chat and stuff. Cause if it wasn't for her like helping me out and stuff, I genuinely love her too. That is fam. Send you lots of love, Ashley. Meow. So yeah. Always stay authentically to be yourself. I encourage everyone that's listening, watching the podcast, always be yourself. Don't change for nobody. If you got to change for someone, then they're not meant for you to be in your life. Keep your circle small. Stay vigilant. Always stay prayed up. I thank God. I thank God every single day, going day, every time I'm alive and breathing. Because boo-boo, without him, none of this would be possible. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope everything goes well in your normal happy Saturday vibes. Get a glass of wine for me. I'm still trying to get the hang of this damn diet, because I want to be a happy, healthier me. And until next time, I love you. Hugs and kisses. I love you. as we always say in all my podcasts, it's time to motivate. Until next time, my sexy, sexy, handsome, beautiful motherfuckers. Later, y'all. Bye. Yeah.